Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 3. Yesterday we set our intention for a working day, and did a little gratitude practice too. Today we're going to slow things down, and take a little look at what stops us from doing this. You probably already know this, but slowing things down is very important. We can easily get lost in the busyness of a day at work, but the problem with this is we don't notice our stress triggers, and before we know it, anxiety can creep up on us, and because we're so busy, we don't even realise, and it's pretty tiring for our bodies to work under this pressure. Also, doing things quickly doesn't always mean quality either. Often when we slow things down, we make less mistakes, we create more space for creativity, and we'll actually enjoy what we do more. So what stops you from slowing down? Is it the culture of where you work? Is it your own self-drive to get things done? Is there a thought that says you should always be busy or look busy? In fact, it's a default answer if someone asks you how you're doing. Most people will say, yeah, I'm not bad, I'm busy. So there's something about feeling that we should be busy. It's very important to take breaks and make it routine. And we have to do this consciously, by carving out times. It can be helpful to set a timer for every 30 or 40 minutes, to remind you to be mindful, or to take a walk or make a cup of tea. And a break doesn't have to be long, it can be 3 minutes, it can be a few mindful breaths. Today we're going to look at what blocks you from taking breaks, and we're going to explore this, as always, in meditation. So, settling into your comfortable meditation posture, sitting on a chair, on a cushion or meditation bench, and taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and gently closing your eyes, allowing yourself to step out of the busyness of the outside world, knowing that in doing this, you'll actually create a calmer, more fulfilling, more enjoyable life. And it might be helpful to set the intention to really use this meditation, really honouring this time for yourself. And it's useful to set an intention in meditation, as it can actually help us with our wandering mind. If we're trying to get through our meditation to get to something else, then often we'll find we're less likely to stay on our breathing and more likely to allow our minds to wander. So there's a little bit of choice in this. Although of course we can't control our thoughts and our minds will wander, a little bit of intention setting can help us along our way. Now centering your attention on your breathing, becoming aware of it at your nostrils, feeling the air coming in and out as you breathe, and continuing to do this. Now allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness. And we're going to use our imagination again. So, imagine yourself at home. Imagine yourself being you, at ease, doing something you really enjoy. It could be anything at all. You could be out in a park. You could be in your house, in a garden. Going with whatever comes up. So there's you, at ease, doing something you enjoy. Now check in with your body. How does your body feel being at home, being at ease, relaxing. And noticing any thoughts or feelings as well, as best you can, really embodying this experience of being at home and at ease, doing something you enjoy. Now imagine yourself at work, doing your job. Something maybe you do every day. It doesn't have to be something that you don't enjoy. Just an activity you do each day at work. Now check in with your body. How does your body feel? Also becoming aware of any thoughts or feelings, and again embodying this experience of being at work, doing something you do every day. And asking yourself what's changed between the you at home, at ease, and the you doing your job, being a bit curious now. So what's the difference between the two? Do you feel bigger, smaller, more powerful, vulnerable? However you found yourself, now saying to yourself, I deserve to be happy, content, and empowered at work. Saying that again, really trying to embody it as you say it. I deserve to be happy, content, and empowered at work. And noticing any resistance. Especially if you're not quite believing what you're saying. If there's a bit of jarring, you're not too sure. Allowing those words to settle where they need to. Now take a deep breath in. Breathing out as we end this meditation. How was it to say those words? Did you feel a bit silly? Did you feel empowered? Optimistic? Maybe you were unimpacted by that meditation, and that's okay too. Remembering that these practices are personal. And at the end of this program, you'll naturally choose those practices that were helpful for you. So why is that meditation important? Well, it's touching on that feeling of where we feel we stand at work and at home, and almost that sense of self-worth that can sometimes be depleted when we go to work. And how we feel about ourselves at work can often block us from taking breaks, speaking up, and going at our own pace. There are huge power dynamics in workplaces, and many people can get swamped amongst it. But with some mindful attention, we can become aware of where we stand in this and begin to make a few changes. And sometimes you'll need to go against the cultural flow, but that takes a bit of courage. How good would it feel to change your work culture so everyone benefits? You'd get more done, there'd be more creativity, and most importantly, you'd have a happy workplace. But it doesn't happen overnight, and as I said, there's always lots of egos and there's power and vulnerability at places of work. So you have to navigate this mindfully and remember the serenity prayer. Some things you just can't change, but you can accept. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to take a look at how we can connect to positivity in our day, as well as learning a playful meditation that will put your mindful superpowers to the test. This isn't a test though. That will be on day 10. Just kidding. There will be no tests. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 4.